for using Meiser for mitzvahs. Okay. Englik nos kli kodesh or lahadlik neiros of vesakneses mikaspe Meiser. Now I assume this is talking omnam in hisne came mitchila yochel liknos kli kodesh imos Meiser. It has to be talking like this. There used to be like a tax that everybody had to pay to contribute towards the candles in the shul, because they didn't have electricity, and what's it called, and clay kodesh. And everybody had what they had to give. So if that's the case, then it's something you have to give, you can't give it for Meiser. But if it's something that nobody's asking you to do it, you volunteer to pay the electric bill in the shul. Okay? So then, if you said, I'm going to pay the electric bill, and you didn't have in mind to use Meiser, now you're chayiv to pay it because you made a neder. Now you can't use Meiser to pay your neder. But if when you said it, you said, look, I think I'm going to use my Meiser money to pay the electric bill in the shul, right, l'chara, that you can do. That you can do. Okay. Yochel ishtamesh b'kaspe Meiser l'shem hatkonas eruv. You need to fix the eruv. I want to put up more wires. And people, we need people to donate. They can use Meiser money for that because it's Tzorchei Rabin. The Mokom Sha'osa came with Sono. As long as you're doing it willingly, if the Hanhala will decide that they're going to put a tax on everybody to fix the Eruv, right? And every family is going to take off their taksiv a certain amount, then you can't use Meiser for that because that's a chiyuv. But if they leave it up to voluntary people making donations, and you had in mind when you made the voluntary donation you're going to use Meiser money, that's okay. Yeshikosfu Shiyochala Hotsim Yimos Meiser Lehidr Mitzvah. Okay, this somebody asked. You asked this last week? Yeah. You want to buy an Esrog. So you could buy a Sug Aleph Esrog, that's kosher. Or you could buy a Sug Aleph Aleph. Right? Or Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Right? There's no base. It's all, what's it called? Just degradations of Aleph. So you can buy, what's it called? An Aleph, Aleph Esrog. Not just a, you could be also with the Aleph. Could you spend the extra money, the hither, from Meiser? Since you don't have to do that. You could be Yotze with the minimum. Right? And we've used this klal already in other places. Right? You have to send your kids to school. But you don't have to send them to a better school. You could send them to a minimal school. You want to send to a better school where it costs dormitory and it costs transportation or whatever, and the tuition is bigger, then the extra you can use for Meiser, because you're not mechuyev to do that 100%. So here, the same over here. This one svara is, since you're not required to do hiddur mitzvah, you can use Meiser for the hiddur. However, the Gemara seems to say that hiddur mitzvah's ad shlish is a chiyuv, meaning if you have two esrogim to buy, you can afford them. One cost $30, and the other one cost $40. So you're mechuyev to spend the extra third milavar, which is really a fourth of the total, right, on that esrog. You have to buy the $40 esrog, right, if you can afford it. Al tzidur mitzvah. If that's the case that you're mechuyev, right, so then you can't spend the extra $10 either. But if you want to buy a $60 esrog, right, the extra $20 you could use for Meiser, even according to this. The other opinion says no. Hiddur mitzvah shlish doesn't mean you have to do it. It means if you want to be Yotzi the Hiddur, if you want to know what the parameters of Hiddur mitzvah is, it's up to a third. More than that is not even, that's beyond Hiddur. Hiddur is a third. It doesn't mean you have to pay that third. It means that what's it called, that if you want to be Yotzi the mitzvah of Hiddur voluntarily, a third is the parameters. So according to this idea, then you can use the whole money for anything more than the minimum. According to the other idea, up until a third from the minimum, you're still responsible to pay from your own money, and anything more than a third already you could use from Meiser. However, if you have a certain amount of money in your Meiser, you could use it to buy a nicer esrog, or you could use it to feed somebody who doesn't have food for yontif. Then the bigger hiddur mitzvah is to feed the guy who doesn't have, that's a bigger hiddur than getting a nicer esrog. Okay. Okay, what do you want to buy an aliyah? Guy gets an aliyah and he makes a mishanadar, bli neder, and he's going to give or whatever to Rabbi Bader, not Rabbi Bader's stock. Okay. So then the halacha is like this. If you had in mind when you got the aliyah that you're going to give the money for Maisa, it's fine. If you already made the chiyuv and now you decide you want to take it for Maisa, you can't. Especially if what the money's used for is to give to aniyah. Could be that the money they make from aliyah is they give out to poor people. Then for sure you could use it. But if it's not used for poor people, it's used for the shul. And it's not used for poor people, it's used, you know, for tzrachim of the shul. Then it depends on what I said. If you do it voluntarily, and you don't have to give. In some places, you have to give something. So maybe there's a minimal that you have to give, you know, chai, whatever it may be. But that minimal, you can't give from Maisa. Anything you add, and you had in mind when you added it that you're going to take it from Maisa, that's okay. When they have an auction, they auction off the aliyahs. So somebody says $30 for this aliyah, and you bring it up to $35, okay? So the only thing you benefited is the $5. Because if you didn't give your, what's it called, the shul, you only benefited $5. The 30, the shul would have benefited anyway for somebody else. So you're really not giving the shul anything except the $5, right? Because they already had the 30 from somebody else. You can only take the meiser from 5 and not from the whole 35. Okay. Building a shul.
And what if you bid first?
What?
If you bid first?
You bid first and nobody outbid you.
So you give the whole amount?
Then you give the whole amount. That's not a bid.
But the other guy is not going to be giving from the 30 because he's...
No, but if you didn't give anything, if you didn't make your bid, the shul would have gotten 30. So what are they benefiting from you? 5 more, that's all. From you, you're only getting 5 more. Because if you didn't do anything, the other guy would have paid 30. Okay,
you want to... You from my, so the difference between the previous bid and your
right,
bid.
Right, you want to, what's it called, give money to build a shul, or a mikveh, or anything like that. So here again, if you made a pledge... And then decided, hey, I think I'll leave that for Meiser, no good. But when you made the pledge, you decided, and it's not something that everybody, you know, some places they make a tax. They assess everybody a certain amount, and you have to pay it. It's, if you belong to the shul, that's a building fund donation. That part of being a member of the shul is paying that amount. Can't take that from Meiser. But if nobody is responsible, it's just all donations, voluntary, like a Kshiva Sefer Torah. It's all voluntary. And at the time that you volunteered, you made up in your mind that you can use Maaser money, then that's okay. Some say, though, that's only if to build a shul that's necessary. But to build an edifice that's not necessary, the extra you can't take from Maaser. Right. To build a shul, because people should have a place to daven is one thing. To build a shul that it should look like, you know, who knows what. Unless you know that if the shul is built nicer, more people will come to daven. So you're then it's a mitzvah to make it nicer. Okay. Same thing with buying a Sefer Torah. Okay. So here, it could be there's a mitzvah for a person. There's no mitzvah to buy a Sefer Torah, but at least to get a Sefer Torah that you fix up. It's for sure a mitzvah, like Sefer Sefer Torah. So then it's a mitzvah that the chor you have to do. Right? Even though you could be yotzi other ways, but this mitzvah, you can't really use for Maaser. But if you could buy a cheaper Sefer Torah, and you buy a better Sefer Torah, you could use the Maaser for the difference. Okay.
So how's that different than writing it, than paying for a parsha?
For paying for a parsha? Because here it's not, nobody, you could write one letter too, if you want to have that mitzvah. Right? But if you're doing it as your sacred Torah is one thing. If you're doing it as with shutfas other people, you could have one letter and do the same thing. So, and you could do, you don't have to do a bichlal in this situation, right? Because you could be somach on other things. If you want that mitzvah, So the chora, what's it called, could be that the amount of one letter you can't use for ma'aser if you want that mitzvah, but since you could have done it with one letter and you buying a whole parsha, there's no chiyuv to do, and you decide in the beginning to use ma'aser, you can use ma'aser. Yisachar and Tfulin, you want to give money and a partnership with somebody learning Torah, and you'll support them. And what's it called? So you're allowed even for relatives to give ma'aser from that, right? Even if you have in mind that you're doing it for Yisachar and Zvulun, right? That you're right because it's not chayiv to do that. It's a nice thing to do. You even though you're getting schar for it, but you get schar for a lot of mitzvahs that you and you can use ma'aser for that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean, like, if you're paying for your son's yeshiva gadola, you can use ma'aser money for it?
So we said it depends. The minimum tuition you would have to pay in a yeshiva gadola, any reasonable yeshiva could send your son to, that you can't take from ma'aser because the minig is for people to send their kids to yeshiva and to pay the tuition. Anything more than the minimal, you're going to send them to yeshiva, they wouldn't charge you in tuition. That would be okay. You want to send him to a nicer place or a better place, more matim for him, right? And you have to pay money. Then you can take it to the ma'aser. Some people hold that if you're just giving money to somebody to learn Torah, so that's tzedakah, and that's okay. But if you're making a business deal with him and you get part of the schar, then that's not called tzedakah, that's called a business deal. You're getting benefit, he's getting benefit. You can't use ma'aser for that. The ma'isa, la halacha, if you want to do such a thing, you can use ma'isa money for that. It's no like that also. Okay. Next time we'll continue. We have a few more things to do.